This is prison farmland just west of Sugar Land, Texas. It has recently been sold by the state and will soon sprout houses instead of cotton and sugarcane. There is history here. Go back 120 years and you find Sugar Land and its namesake product totally dependent on the prisons for survival.
Well, there ain't no more cane on this Brazos.
The revival of the sugar industry coincides very closely with the beginning of the convict leasing system.
This is Donald Walker, historian at Texas Tech. He wrote the book on convict leasing. It's called Penology for Profit.
In 1867, the state discovered that the number of persons being sentenced to the prison was greater than the prison could house. They then decided to consider the option that had been tried elsewhere to lease the prison inmates to private individuals, many of whom needed a labor supply.
Especially the former sugar plantations along the lower Brazos.
The raising of sugarcane is so labor-intensive that the planters looked for any source of cheap labor they could find.
This is Michael Moore, director of the Fort Bend Museum.
So the convict leases after the Civil War form a new system of slavery almost.
Convicts were housed in camps in the barest of structures, and they worked sunup to sundown.
Go down, oh, na-na.
If you look at the population on these outside camps, particularly those where the work was the hardest, you find a tremendous racial imbalance. These are very tough conditions, high heat, high humidity. These growers had no incentive to try and make life particularly pleasant for these convicts. In fact, it was just the opposite. Keep your costs to a minimum and get as much work as possible out of the workforce. And if it so happened that one of these inmates was killed, then you simply got in touch with the state and they brought out another one. And this prison labor was a very important source of revenue for the state.
And to maximize that revenue, the state began to buy its own farms, like this former plantation at Sugar Land. The 20th century brought change. In 1901, Texas struck oil at Spindletop. And that brought new revenues.
So that when the public outcry developed against the way these prisoners were treated, then the state was beginning to have other sources of income that could replace the prison labor.
The new century also brought the social conscience of the progressive era and its muckraking journalists.
There was a series of revelation stories in the San Antonio papers about horrible conditions in the prison. These stories generated such an outcry that the legislature had to conduct an investigation, and some legislation passed in a special session in the summer of 1910.
And that ended convict leasing, though it would be 20 years before the prison farms began to modernize. One legacy from that era is musical. We'll explore that tomorrow as we continue with Ain't No More Sugar in Sugarland. This is Wayne Bell for KUHF.